Is that Nashville?
No, I was thinking about Knoxville.
Knoxville, okay.
What about another big city in Tennessee? You mentioned Nashville, Knoxville.
Tennessee State's in Nashville, okay. Go ahead, what'd you say?
What about another big
Memphis.
City? Okay, can you think of another one? One that's growing.
Well, we got Knoxville, Memphis, Nashville. Offhand, no.
Chattanooga?
Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
Okay, capital of Georgia.
Capital of Georgia.
Yeah, the biggest city.
Is that Columbus? No, Atlanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the seaport in Georgia?
That should be somewhere around by Savannah.
What about the city that's that Fort Benning is close to?
In Columbus?
Yeah. And the biggest city in Louisiana?
New Orleans.
Okay, and the place where Louisiana State University is located?
Is that Baton Rouge?
And the biggest city in southern Ohio?
Southern Ohio?
Got a baseball team?
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And let's see, the biggest city in Kentucky known for the Derby?
Louisville.
Yeah. All right, what about foreign countries? Paris is in
France.
And Moscow.
Russia.
And Dublin.
Ireland.
Okay. About how far would you say is it from here to Union Springs, roughly?
22 miles.
Okay. If somebody asks you to go with them and you're not sure that you want to, you'd say, well, I don't know.
If I care to go.
Okay. And what about if you have a very sick friend and he's not likely to get any better? If somebody asks you how he's coming along, you'd say, well, it seemed.
Well, it seems if he's not doing well.
All right. If you were asked to go somewhere without your wife, you might say, well, I won't go.
By myself?
Okay. Would you ever say, I won't go unless she goes?
Unless my wife goes, right? Unless she does.
What about if you want to substitute for somebody who has to do a very, has to perform a very arduous task? You say, here, let me do that of you. Let me do that.
For you.
Okay, or maybe instead of.
Instead of you.
Would you say that? Perhaps.
Well, yes.
Okay. All right. If you like someone, this fellow is a very funny man, and somebody asks you, well, why do you like him? Well, you say, I like him.
Because.
Because he's funny. Okay. All right. If a person becomes a member of the church, you say he did what?
He was taken into the church.
Okay.
He joined the church.
Okay. And a person goes to church to pray to
God.
Okay. About what would you consider the enemy or opposite of God? The being?
The devil, Satan.
Okay. Heard that called anything else?
Lucifer.
Maybe some joking term or informal term. Better watch out, we'll get you.
Well, I think we said the devil already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever heard him referred to as the boogeyman?
Something like that? Well, I didn't know.
Not the same thing as the devil?
No, I didn't know the same thing as the devil. I thought this was some fictitious.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you go to church to hear the preacher deliver a
sermon.
Some people say, well, I don't care anything about the sermon. I just go to hear the
choir.
And they produce what?
Music.
Okay.
Singing, yeah.
All right. If you go out late during the day and the sun is setting and it really makes an impression on you, say, my goodness, that sunset was
beautiful.
Okay. And if you were on your way to church but you had a flat tire on your way, you might say, well, church will be over
when I get there.
What about, what is it that some people think they see around graveyards and they're afraid of them?
Ghost.
Okay. And if a person died very mysteriously in a house and people were afraid to go to that house, it
haunted.
Haunted house. Okay. And you might say when you go outside, well, I'd better put a sweater on. It's getting
cool, cold, chilly.
Okay. Would you ever say it's getting rather cold or something like that?
I don't think I'd use it that way. I never might.
Sort of? Kind of?
No. Yeah, I either use either cool, cold,
freezing outside.
Oh, freezing. Well, I might use chili, though.
Okay. Okay. What about, you might say, if a person is asking you to go with them and you don't particularly want to go, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
I'd rather not.
Okay. What would you say to in greeting a friend that you haven't seen in some time?
Hello?
Nothing stronger than that.
You said friend, right?
Yeah. Close friend.